Welcome to Knights Around the Table, a show where the Knights of Columbus, Fulton J. Sheen, Council 7612, sit around the WSJF studio conference table and discuss their involvement and contributions to the St. Joseph community and the areas around Sykesville and Eldersburg. Here is the host of the show, Eric Klaser.
Hello, we are Knights of Columbus, Fulton J. Sheen Council, 7612, and this is Knights Around the Table. This show is designed to demonstrate to the community who the Knights are and how we integrate with the St. Joseph community. Let's start with the Lord's Prayer.
In the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, amen. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.
I am Eric Klaser, past Grand Knight, and today I am here with...
Deputy Grand Knight, Al Grassley.
Junior Knight, Danny Gallagher.
And the Chancellor and Lecturer of 7612, Rich Perron.
Before we dive into April events, here are a few March reminders. Lenten dinners have kicked off. We started on February 16th and we're running every Friday through March 22nd. Meals include dinner platters, crab cakes, shrimp cakes, that's the new one, baked fish, fried shrimp. All platters include fries and coleslaw, drinks, and our signature apple crumb dessert.
Don't forget about the grilled cheese and tomato soups.
There is one alternative out there. They're really good.
We have the fish sticks, too, for youngsters. Oh, fish sticks and mac and cheese.
Okay.
The platters run about $9 to
$13. Correct.
That's right. Pretty good. And the shrimp cake is the $9 platter. Talk about the shrimp cake, because that looked really good. Shrimp and I didn't get cake. To try it.
Well, you got to try the shrimp cake. It's something I thought about last year, because the price of crab meat is getting so expensive. And we want to put out a good quality crab cake. So we said, well, let's offer the guests an alternative to pay a little less, and you can actually buy shrimp a little lot less than crab meat. So I put together a good recipe on shrimp. So we make a shrimp cake that's a little less expensive. And the crab cake it only went up $1 this year, which is pretty good because crab meat's around $16, $17 a pound. But by the same token, some people might say, geez, I like it, but I don't want to eat crab cake 6 weeks in a row. So it gives them a shrimp alternative. And believe me or not, that fish we have is tilapia. And I'm telling you, once you try that, the only thing you'll give up for that is the crab cake.
Is that good, Rich? The fries are the best fries around.
The fries are good. And we got the mac and cheese and fish sticks for the youngsters.
And the price really is good. This is more of a parish event than it is a fundraiser for us. I think it really is more of a fundraiser. It just gets everybody out, gets people away from home, gives you an affordable family meal.
Yep. Yeah, you take the family out at a real low price.
And there was actually a lot of people who came and stayed to eat. I mean, I had to pick up and leave last Friday, but...
I saw those numbers. Really we actually had 75% of the meals were taken, which is the highest it's been... since we got it going again.
Taken out?
No. Did I say that backwards?
Yeah.
75% were eating in.
Okay.
Yeah. I said that backwards.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
I was going to say, well, that's good because there were a lot of people.
That's good because the carryout is really convenient for a lot of people, and the fact that all the restaurants offer the carryout, but we offer a decent platter, hot, and we always make sure that the people who are going to get carryout, they call, and we have it pretty much ready for them, nice and hot.
Mm-hmm. Awesome. All right. Well, let's move on to some April events. April's pretty light month for us, and that's a good thing because we've been working hard all year. We definitely have our regular business meetings in the first week or two of April. April 10th is our formal business meeting. It looks like on the calendar we've got a blood drive set up for April 13th. Is that date still good?
That's right. Yeah, okay, that's good. That's so good.
Here in McGivney Hall.
And there is a desperate need for blood right now, really desperate need.
And the community comes out. I think we do our standard about 35 units every time we...
Actually, it's closer to 4. We can schedule 54, 55 And we come close to 40, a little over 40 every time. So that's good.
That's awesome.
And that's all pre-order, right? People have to check in before. Yeah, they can't just drop in.
They want you to schedule so that you don't spend a lot of time waiting here. And it tells them how many people send from Red Cross down here to make sure we take care of the people.
Yeah, that's on the AmericanRedCross.org website, I believe it is. And look for blood drives, St. Joseph's.
Right. Put your zip code in and it'll come up.
It'll come up and it'll be easy to sign up for it.
And of course, if you can't do April 13th, it'll show you the other dates and places that are available.
Around Eldersburg, right. Correct.
Absolutely.
Which is really good. Also on the 13th, we have our first highway cleanup of the year. That'll be a busy one because it's the first one. That one's a small group. We meet at the park and ride and work our way down towards Past Hate Funeral Home toward the fire hall and try to pick up in that area.
Yeah, we have it down to Springfield Avenue there in Sykesville. So
right.
Yeah. Usually need about 8 or 10 people there. It's a quick hour. Hour and a half.
Quick hour, yep. Does good. And I tell you what, it's nice to keep our section of the highway nice and clean all the time.
You get out there early Saturday morning, you know, people, there's not too many traffic out there. You can play in the street.
I recommend it.
Thanks, Al. Good idea.
Our Deputy Grand Knight is not suggesting that we play games on Route 32. We look forward to our first exemplification of the year, and that's on the following Sunday, the day after, on April 14th. What's an exemplification?
That's what I was going to say.
Well, Danny, but I mean, sounds since like you're I the be junior knight, maybe you should come here and get
so
to be
I'm a first degree.
You need to be a third degree.
And that'll put me at third degree if I came to that.
Now. Yes.
That's right.
Yes. You've waited so long.
Yeah, you know, it
used to be the first degree was one night, the second degree was another night, the third degree is another night. Now it can all be done in 30 minutes.
Amazing.
It is amazing.
What's the date?
The 14th of April.
All right. 14th of April. I'm calling you. I'm going to make sure you're here for that.
Okay. If we get enough, we'll do a nice little lunch afterward. And
that sounds better.
And then they'll be asking you for the fourth degree. When are you going to sign up for the fourth degree?
Yeah. Ain't going to happen.
Oh, I mean, don't say that on the air, Danny.
Sorry. Yeah.
And that's an anybody event. So that'll be following the 10:45 mass. There'll be sort of a quick regroup. And before noon, we'll get that going. And everybody's welcome. Anybody who's interested can pop in and just see how the process goes. Your family can come. It's not like it was a few years ago.
It was very clandestine. Mm-hmm. But now it's open and it encourages people to see what's going on and recruit a few more people who want to do things for their family and the church.
Excellent. Agreed.
And finally, our night social in April is on April 24th. I think we're a little too far back to know what that one's going to be, but that's probably one of the last casual ones of the year.
TK, to come.
To come, to be determined.
Wouldn't that be TC?
Did you really do that? To be determined. Although it's April, so there's probably going to be some jokes around there. April Fool's joke. Maybe it'll be the second Wednesday of April. No, I'm just kidding. It's always the fourth Wednesday of April. The fourth Wednesday of the month.
And that's a great event. You know, if anybody comes out to our social, we bring your family, we feed your family for nothing, and we entertain you. I mean, what else can you ask for? The price is right.
It's a good time.
It will. So April's a pretty light month. So it gives us a chance. It gives Josh a chance as the current Grand Knight to kind of look back and reflect on the job well done. It gives Deputy Al, a chance to begin to get excited for his upcoming year. And it gives us a chance to talk to you about being an officer in the Knights. So I'm primarily talking to any Knights who happen to be tuning us in and listening. But anyone, really, because you can see what we do and how we do some leadership. We do know Al needs some help.
Thanks, buddy.
That's been obvious for many years.
And the Knights need some of our members to step up and take on some of those leadership roles.
Right.
Our leadership roles, we like to call them the chairs, are the warden, the chancellor, the deputy grand knight, and the grand knight. By working your way through the chairs, you prepare yourself to be a great leader when your grand knight year arrives.
That's right. It's been very helpful to be a deputy grand knight and see what all the things Josh does. So hopefully I could continue. So now I got to pick a deputy grand knight for myself. So
and that we need them.
Well, we definitely need them.
Because the fact that they're all elected positions, anybody can opt for
election. Well, that's true.
They're all elected.
That's true.
So
I got elected by, 100%. Everybody voted me in there. Yeah,
both guys were there.
That's right, both guys.
Oh, Rich.
All right. For my brother knights out there, think about it. Even if you haven't been to a meeting lately, come to the April meeting or just shoot an email to 76kfc@gmail.com and let Josh know that you're thinking about potentially joining the leadership roles.
Yes, let's repeat that email. It's 7612.
Yes.
KFC@gmail.com. So we don't want anybody to be disqualified for having the wrong email address.
And everybody knows you're going to be a good leader. The only one who really doubts it is yourself.
True. You have all the support you need. Everybody supports everybody.
Except for Al. He just knows he's going to be a good leader. There's no doubt about it.
It's going to be the best year ever.
Funniest year ever.
The funniest year. That's we're gonna have a lot of fun. We're gonna have a lot of fun.
All right. Even though it's a May event, we really do need to talk a little bit about the St. Joseph Cup Golf Tournament coming up on May 13th at Chaladon in Mount Airy. Proceeds of the tournament will benefit Carroll County Habitat for Humanity and Special Olympics. Information for teams and sponsors are available on our website, kfc7612.org. The reason why I wanted to make sure I mentioned that in April is because now's the time. You got to get your foursomes together. You've got to consider if you're a local business in the area, if you want to be a sponsor, you got to step up and get those sponsorship forms filled out. So April's the big organizational month for getting all that done.
Yeah, and it seems to be the interest is there. We kind of skipped last year. We had the list of all the people who participated 2 years ago. And there seems to be a good feedback on the emails and the communication we've had this far. So I'm expecting it to fill up. So
Everybody has a good time. It's also always successful. We never had anybody complain. We feed them and they have a good time golfing and everything works very smoothly. We've had some good leadership there.
Yeah, hoping it's going to be a good day.
That's a shotgun start. I think we do 35 teams or 36
teams. 235, yep. 8:30 is the tentative time right now to start off, but it depends, obviously. But when it gets closer to the event, we'll figure that out.
And that, I don't know too much about golf, is the shotgun where everybody just goes to a hole and just starts at a hole?
Yeah, so there's not a line. There's not a backup.
Yeah. Yep, cool. Right. Yeah, keep you moving.
All right. Well, we are Knights Around the Table. This is our monthly show. It allows us time to talk about our upcoming activities and contributions to the St. Joseph community. Just a reminder, tonight we're here with Al and Danny and Rich, and we're down to Rich's portion of the day.
Hey, happy day. Well, we just went through Super Bowl, and I just want to reflect on a couple of things that most people didn't know around Super Bowl time. But on the KC Chiefs, their kicker, Harrison Bartka, he once said, and he is Catholic, he once said that my reason for being on this earth is to be a saint. He said, that's the most important thing I want to do. So coming from a highly political person out in the people's, making a statement like that is pretty strong. The other thing, they give away the Lombardi trophy. Well, Vince Lombardi, of course, older people like myself knew Vince Lombardi when he was still alive and breathing, but they said that Vince Lombardi, one of the greatest coaches of all times, especially with the Green Bay Packers, he went to Mass and Communion every single day.
No way, really?
Absolutely.
It's cold in Green Bay, though.
Yeah. He just went in there to warm up.
Well, he won 5 Super Bowls in a row with Green Bay, so maybe he had a little help from above.
Maybe he did.
So, I was just... I was looking at some trivia here the other day, and in 1952, when the Emmy Awards were awarded, Archbishop Sheen was chosen as the winner of that year, and he superseded Edward R. Murrow, if you older people remember
Edward R. Murrow.
Lucille Ball, and Arthur Godfrey.
Was it a TV show or was it his radio show?
It was his TV shows that made him such a celebrity.
Okay.
But for the Emmy Awards, he was outvoted. He got more votes than any of those people who were very big celebrities. And somebody said, how do you do that? And he says, I have some good writers. And they said, Who are your writers? He said, Mark, Matthew, Luke, and John.
There you go.
Can't beat that.
No, no. That's awesome.
Can't beat that.
Yeah.
No.
So pretty cool. In 52, he won an Emmy Award.
He won the Emmy Award for 1952.
Was it the best show or what was it? You know.
Well, best TV personality.
Oh,
TV personality. The Emmy for the best TV personality.
I gotcha.
I mean, he had people who were, you know, non-Christians listening to his show.
That's pretty awesome.
It's no wonder. No, on Relevant Radio, they play his show on Sunday mornings at 10 or 11. I can't remember. Oh, it must be 9. It must be 9 o'clock. So there's an hour of him every Sunday morning.
All right.
On WSJF.
He's absolutely timeless. You can listen to him today.
And, well, some of the things that he talked about on television, if you read and look at look what's going on today, it was a prediction. About what's happening.
Yeah.
And he talked about it a lot. So.
Cool.
And the other thing I like to talk about, too, is history. I'm a history buff, being, you know, having spent a lot of my life in the military, that many people make fun of Napoleon Bonaparte. But he is regarded in the history books as one of the greatest military leaders of all time. He saved France from attack by Italy, who for years and years kept pounding the French. And he garnered an army, which, you know, he really was only a corporal and when he was in the army, but he promoted himself to the general, and he beat the Italians. So that's why he is highly regarded as a strategic, and he was a very good strategic military man. So people make fun of Napoleon Bonaparte, but really history shows that he was great.
Yes, have you seen the movie Napoleon by an Apple Plus TV, or are they?
No, yeah. I didn't. I've actually been to Napoleon's family tomb.
Oh, cool.
I've been to Paris, France.
Oh, nice. Yeah. Cool.
And of course, you know the trivia that his brother married a girl from Carroll County.
Yes, yep.
Yeah, yeah. A lot of people don't know that, but his brother, it didn't last long, but there is a little bit of Napoleon in Carroll County. Carroll County, Maryland. Elizabeth Patterson was his wife.
That's fun. In an effort to encourage all Catholic men to become knights, each show we feature a knight to tell us a bit about himself and why he became a member of the Knights of Columbus. Here at St. Joe's, we got somebody super special tonight.
Oh, brother.
But he really is. To me, he was the ultimate Catholic guy when I first moved to the neighborhood, and I'm deer in headlights, and I've shared before I wasn't even Catholic at that time, and Danny was always out running all the family events, and I feel like I learned a lot from him. But Danny's our special guest tonight.
Danny, thanks for joining us tonight at this short notice, I should say.
Sure, yeah. Short notice. Yeah,
short notice.
That's right. So, who was it that didn't show up? Oh, never mind.
We don't want to talk bad about that. Yeah, we don't want to talk about that. Danny, pretty much any local show you hear on 92.7, Danny usually has a hand in it. So I wanted to ask you, where did the love of radio and music come from?
Well, let's see. So when I was 19... I was a part of the leadership of the local St. Joe's Catholic Youth Organization, CYO. Oh, okay. And we decided that we wanted to start having dances. And so I started, I already kind of had the voice, you know, the WSJF kind of, you know, DJ
nice.
Voice.
Nice, I like it, I like
so,
it.
So, so that came very natural to me, and I was already goofy.
Yes.
Already. Yes. Still am. And so it was a natural thing for me to start DJing and doing dances with the CYO. And then I also got bands to come in and do all that. So I started doing that really at age 19 or so and continued doing it and even did it around the area at some, you know, weddings, receptions, other churches, schools, school dances, and then even, amazingly, people don't know this very much who haven't been here for a very long time, but there was a disco called the Rain Tree Disco.
In Eldersburg?
In Eldersburg.
Oh my gosh.
Yes. So, in the old library building, which is now what the Optimus may be building.
Optimus Prime? Or yep. No.
Oh, whoa. Okay.
Down in the basement.
Yeah.
And so down in the basement, they had a full setup for sound and lighting like a real disco. And
in the 70s, I'm guessing?
No, this was the 80s.
80s? Yeah. Okay. 80s. All right.
When disco was big.
Yeah, cool.
Late 70s into the 80s.
Yeah, Saturday Night Fever came out 78, 79?
Yep.
Something like that. Okay, all right.
Yeah, so anyway, so that's how I got started.
So when you were playing records, was it just like, you know, LP with just one speaker, or did you kind of have a couple speakers set up?
Oh, no, I had a pretty big setup, probably four speakers and two turntables.
Yep. So where'd you get the record collection from, or did you?
Bought it. Yeah. So. You know, a lot of people that do that, they get them free from the record companies.
Okay.
But I would, I'd just go to, you know, the local Walmart, or there was actually a music store down in Randallstown. I forget what it's called now.
Record Tree or something.
No, Record Tree. That's what I was thinking. But no, not that. But that's where I'd go, because they had them cheap. You know, 45s.
Yeah.
Get 45s or get an album. But mostly I had 45s. I had a couple thousand.
Wow.
45s.
What'd you do with those? Do you still have them?
I actually gave them away.
Oh, yeah, because they're just, this collection.
It was a lot. And huge. I kept them in file crates. Folders.
Oh, my gosh.
File drawers. And had to cart them around with me whenever I was going somewhere.
Wow. So did you have an index?
Oh yeah.
Yeah, had everything.
Yep.
Everything. All right. Wow, that's very interesting. So that would explain your passion for the radio and station.
Music and
yeah, absolutely.
Being on the radio, it was always something that I wanted to do. I even had they used to have this thing called Freedom Fun Days here a long time ago. It must have been, again, late 70s, early 80s.
Yeah.
They did it for 4 or 5 years, and I was the voice of Freedom Day.
Oh.
So I'd stand, they had it at the Fireman's Carnival Grounds.
Okay.
And I'd be on that big sound system.
Yeah. All right. Awesome.
Fun.
Awesome. All right. So, well, thanks for that. Now, let me ask you this. Who got you interested in the Knights?
Oh, well, okay. So that's a story. So
that's what we're looking for. The story.
I had been asked for 20 plus years.
Really?
Maybe more. People kept that because I was so involved at the church here doing all kinds of different things. And I always knew Knights well.
Yeah.
And they were always after me, you know, why don't you join the Knights? And I just kept saying, look, I'm doing so much other stuff, and I got seven kids, that I just can't spend the time doing that too. And I hate to join something that I will not be able to really work at.
Yeah.
So it was Mike Hurley.
Mike Hurley. He's been a guest on this show before. Yep.
So Mike Hurley was at my house, and he had convinced me to let him come over and talk to us about all the Knights insurance and all that kind of stuff. Yeah. And we actually have my wife Doris's dad, got her two insurance policies, which he gave to me, you know, and we still have them.
Right.
And so Mike wanted to talk about those and wanted to talk to us about other things that we could do. So in the course of that conversation,
he said, hey, sign this paper.
he said to me again, how come you're not a Knight? And so I gave him the same answer.
Yeah.
And he said, look, you don't have to sign up to do things. You just can be a part of it. And when you can come, then come. Right. And it's okay. You know, it's all okay.
Yeah.
And so I finally said, okay. And he said right after that, he said, oh my gosh. He said, I can't believe it. Mike Hurley, I'm the guy that got Danny Gallagher to join the Knights.
Oh my God. Now he knows. Yes. Now he knows. So you went through the first degree then?
Yes. So I went through the first degree. Okay. And I haven't had the time, you know, busy, haven't had the time to do it. But I hear that exemplification is coming up in
April. Yes, you are. You will be invited to that.
And you got to go to church anyway, Dan, so why don't you just go take part in it. We're going to feed you after and then put a smile on your face and let you go.
And then, boom, third degree.
Third degree.
Okay. So anyway, so that's how I became a Knight.
Like that. And then I'll ask you to be the Deputy Grand Knight.
Well, you know that ain't going to happen. Okay.
What do you mean?
I'll let somebody else who has a little more time.
Yeah, so, you're right. When the time is right, Dan, you'll come along. I remember Dan and Doris, when we moved here in 1978, going to church, and it was maybe it was just a mass that we used to go to, but there was this guy that played the guitar and this nice young lady that played the flute at every mass, and we made sure we went to that mass because we liked the music so much, And lo and behold, they're still making music.
They're still making music.
Still doing
that's
it.
That's awesome. Yep. That's awesome.
Well, that's a great, it's a great segue to be saying, if you want to be a member of the Knights of Columbus, you know, you can see that you can join at all kinds of levels, and the commitment level is what you control, which is great.
Right. Exactly.
Yeah.
It's up to you. Nobody will be badgering you.
Nope.
Well, maybe. Maybe. I don't know.
How bad is
that? That is the great thing, though. Nobody has ever badgered me. I mean, really. They all know. And I've come to a few things.
Yeah.
Participated in a few things.
Yeah, but Mike Hurley was the sneaky bomb that we set up to get you.
That's it. It worked.
I'll have to see it. Well, next time I see Mike, I'll have to tell him.
Mike's a great guy.
Congratulate him. Absolutely.
Yeah. So.
Well, if you're interested, send an email, 7612kofc@gmail.com. Just say, I'm interested in being a knight, and somebody will get right back in touch with you. We would love to have every Catholic man in Eldersburg become a member. You can always keep up with the Knights of Columbus events at kfc7612.org. Please check it out. Email links are right there on the website if you have any questions from today's show. Thanks for welcoming us to the radio. I'd like to close with a short meditation that I found for spring.
Well, before you do that, Danny, right. Thank you so much for filling in for us tonight. It's some great stories there and some great history about St. Joe's. Really appreciate it.
You're very welcome. Thanks so much for asking me.
You're welcome.
And if you go to the website, you can listen to past editions of this podcast.
That's right.
And sure. And get some other. You'll be surprised when you come here how many people you know and say, oh, I didn't know you were a knight.
Exactly.
So just to make sure that people know, that's wsjf-radio.com/podcasts with an S on the end.
There you go.
And you can
get
hear
that on our website.
It is on the website.
All right.
Right good. At the top banner or toward the top. There's a link to listen to the podcast.
All right. Awesome. Well, thanks again, Danny, for
you're
being
welcome.
Part. Appreciate it.
Back to me. I'd like to close with a short meditation I found for spring. In the name of the Father,
Son, Holy Spirit. Amen.
May the sunlight and the rain be reminders that you are at work, renewing the earth. As a God of renewal, you are ever at work in our lives, too. Open our eyes and lives to the needed changes in our lives in this spring. Awaken us to new life and perspective, for we pray in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen. Name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen.
All right, we'll see you guys next time.
See you next month, Eric.
Thanks for listening to this edition of Knights Around the Table. We look forward to the next conversation about who the Knights are and what they're up to. Thanks to WSJF for broadcasting the show and Molly Klaser for her tireless engineering support. We'll see you next time.